for you, what every smoker wants. Mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Hey, open the pack and give him a kiss. Wednesday on this very program, I went out on a limb to report that it was March 21st and the first day of spring. And tonight, I'd like to back up that report by stating that this is the seventh day of spring.
That's your first exclusive, you are?
Yes, sir. Well, that's what I feel is so moving. News flashes. Well, if you give the folks hot news, everybody will tune in on it.
Okay.
What they do for Rachel, Parsons, Popper, Kefauver.
Oh, Kefauver doesn't do a news program. That's a twin show. They even have a mystery tune.
A mystery tune?
Yeah.
Well, what it is?
How can you believe me when I say I don't remember when you know I've been a liar all my life? And so on and so on. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the way things are going for most of the boys, I thought it might be good night, Irene.
And I try and too, but to go on to more pleasant and healthier things in this great land of ours, have you seen any of the big league baseball teams that are playing exhibition games out here in California?
Oh, sure. Actually,
who's in?
The New York Yankees play, the White Sox, the Cubs, Cleveland Indians, and the St. Louis Blues.
Ken, I don't want to be handy or anything, but aren't you overlooking another team that's playing out here? Of whom I happen to be the vice president of Pittsburgh Pirates?
Well, then, somehow or other, I never associate the Pittsburgh Pirates with baseball.
Oh, looks just like all the other wise guys. I'm going to worry about the Pirates.
A little bit.
Yeah. I'll admit that last season we didn't do too well, but this year, I'm taking an active interest in the team.
Sure.
Mr. Rickey has put me on as the new relief man.
Well, congratulations. Are you the relief pitcher?
No, just the relief man. Every time the Pirates win a game, I jump up and yell, wow, what a relief.
I know, but I think Barry Rickey could put you in a more active job. You may not have to jump up all season.
Listen, old boy, will you hold still for a little statistical information?
Well, what is it?
Well, I'll tell you, dear boy, that 1 week ago last Monday, at Wrigley Field in Los Angeles, the Pittsburgh Pirates beat Mr. Hope's Cleveland Indians by a score of 4-2.
Oh, well, so the Pirates beat Cleveland 4-2. What does that prove?
What does it prove? It proves that Pittsburgh is twice as good as Cleveland.
On the day after Pittsburgh beat Cleveland 4-2, the San Diego team beat Pittsburgh 12-1. Isn't that true?
I refuse to answer the grounds of my opinion.
It's a matter of public record. It was on the sports page of a newspaper. San Diego beat the Pirates 12-1. How do you account for that?
Well, you know how that happened? This happened that the Pittsburgh Pirates were overwhelmed with purchase orders. You see, as we drove by the naval training station down there, eight of our very best players jumped off the bus and joined the Navy.
I guess they figured they wanted to be on a winning team.
That's not it. It's just that young ball players are impulsive. We drove by the Fox studio and six of them jumped off and joined Betty Gable.
Only six of them?
Well, there's seven, don't we?
Well, that reminds me. I understand the Pirates are going to make a movie out of MGM.
That's right. It's called The Angels and the Pirates. Paul Douglas is going to be starring in it.
Well, a good picture wouldn't hurt the Pirates.
Good picture wouldn't hurt me,
either. Why don't
you... The last one, the band, is a snag. Quality, was it? Sinister, wasn't it? Hollow, hollow laughter.
Why don't you get into the picture of the Pirates?
I tried to, John. I lost him up there. I made a screen test, but someone else got the phone.
Who?
Janet Lee.
Well, she's a nice kid.
Well, I guess so, but I just can't see Janet on cold business. Matter of fact, though, I do have a small part in the picture. In the very last scene in the picture, I jumped up and yelled, wow, what a relief.
I'm
glad
the picture was a
happy ending. Well, me too, Ken. It ought to be real neat here, so to tie things together, I think I'd better get on to a happy beginning with a little noise. Our opening number tonight is a quaint little thing titled Sorrow in the Treetop. John's got to be ready for the opening pitch. high and on the outside.
Just
wait
a minute. You and Bob
Hope
are rivals
with
baseball, golf, just about
heading
under the sun,
yeah,
except where Chesterfield is concerned.
That's true, Jim. When it comes to Chesterfield, Wilson, Robert, and I are brothers
under
the telephone.
Well, that reminds me of another story where Chesterfield brought two people together. Mm-hmm. It happens in MGM's new picture, Teresa. That's all about a G.I. Joe and an Italian girl, played by a pure angelic.
In fact, the Chesterfield replaced Cuba, don't you?
That's right. I'm not going to tell you how and spoil the story
for
you. But seriously, friends, it's one of the most touching love stories ever seen. MGM's Teresa.
Well, I'll have to catch it, Jim, when it comes around to our local cinema.
Do that.
And let's not overlook the fact that besides being a great matchmaker, Chesterfield is also a great smoke. In the first place, Chesterfields are made in the world's newest and most modern cigarette factories. Well, they're made exactly right.
Second, Chesterfield gives you all the benefits of advanced research in the world's newest and most modern research laboratories.
Third, Chesterfield's a mile, and its first 1,500 permanent tobacco growers say Chesterfield is a cigarette that sells milder and therefore smokes milder.
And fourth, Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. The taste panel told us that.
Nothing. Well, you have a complete Chesterfield story. As you can see, Chesterfields have everything, everything that every smoker wants. So always buy Chesterfield. But a slave too. If I had everything, I'd still be a slave to you. Well, after folks like you, Rhythm Eyes, you're done. Now, folks, here's our very common guest, Miss Judy Garland.
Hey,
Judy, I should say, get some regular quizzes leaving for England tomorrow.
Oh, that's right, Judy. I'm off to London to play the Canadian.
Wow, this is really something, huh? It's quite an event.
I've never traveled much. I don't even get excited when I take a ride on the sunset bus.
Who doesn't? Oh, doing God, a boy, Judy. But you got a lot to look forward to in London. Why, you can even visit Bob Hope's birthplace. The chap with crabs saw the light of day first.
Have we gone? That's right. I must visit Bob's birthplace.
Oh, but listen, don't go on Friday. Mm-hmm. Bad day. You'll never get in. It's just a macro market now, you know.
Bob will be in London while I'm there.
Bob will be there? Oh, John. Oh, the such a joy to come. Oh, you're lucky you just didn't. Oh, I wonder how are you? I'll be in London now that Hope is there.
I can have a big brother to look after me while I'm alone in a strange city.
Well, if Bob's going to be there, you'll need a big brother. Yeah, you're a big one.
I don't know, Vinny. Bob's slowed down quite a bit lately.
That's impossible, Judy. The world may have speeded up, but Bob hasn't slowed down. The great fatality, that boy. He hasn't even deserted the Yami Yogurt yet.
Oh, he's amazing, isn't he?
That's the right adjective. Amazing as well. When you consider that only 40 years ago, he started out in London as a mafia. Today's one of the biggest shocks in the United States.
Oh, why do you think he's a shock?
Oh, you're not a shock. You don't speak poetry. But he's a shock.
I'm not a hit in London. I'm going to have to learn how.
You don't have to worry about that. You're a hit anyway. How about songs you didn't
know? Oh, what would you like to?
Another one I'd like to hear. I'm sure everyone listens to poetry, too, because it's one you did on the show a couple of weeks ago, and it was a big bar. Rock-a-bye your baby with it. Rock-a-bye.
Thank you.
dollar shillings. You have to have Malcolm Cole at the podium. You have an instructions over there. You're going to do a few English songs, though, aren't you?
Oh, sure.
Which ones are you going to do, Dee?
Well, I'm going to sing I Can't, I Can't, I Pretty Cat.
That's English?
Certainly.
Okay, Pretty Cat is English.
I'm going to do a great old English song, though.
Which one's that?
Limehouse
Blues. Oh, Limehouse. Oh, that's good. Of course, that was written way back in the day from the Limehouse District in London. Was evil and sinister and dangerous. Why, it was even worse than Bow on Saturday night.
Well, there's nothing dangerous about Bow. It's a very swanky residential neighborhood.
No dangerous. Well, you deliver it. Yeah. Not dangerous. Now, I knew a fellow who was walking through ballet, minding his own business. He was putting good housekeeping seals of approval on garbage cans. All of a sudden, the kid zoomed up behind him in a Cadillac and hopped him over his $10,000 mink tennis set into a marble swimming pool, where he drowned in the lukewarm champagne. And you say ballet is in danger.
Don't you finish that law? We enjoy that play very much.
I have another interesting anecdote about a rubber planter who falls in love with the native daughter of a hamster breeder in the San Fernando Valley. And I'm afraid I just don't have time for
it. I hope not. Do you have time to help me a little on round up, please?
We can do a little of it. John Scott, do you know how to start this affair? You finish your engagement in London at the Palladium. You're going over to Paris, aren't you, dear?
Yeah, what do you
mean? Oh, that's what you need to go over there.
Hey, do you know any good restaurants in Paris, then?
You'll come to the right one. Mm-hmm. I've checked with John Trout and I have a complete list for you. Very first day you're in Paris, Judy, I want you to go to a favorite place of mine called Cézanne for lunch.
Okay.
Here's what you should order. Pâté de mouton, that's beef liver. Then beef fromage, that's lobster soup. A little bread of beer. And beans with a wonderful French butter. And you should have poulet au vin blanc, a chicken and white wine.
Should I order all that?
Oh, yes, but for goodness sake, let me tell you something. Don't let them talk you into the chat princess of the Bonfam.
Why not?
That's pretty fast. Do not go for that item. Got it.
That's a dish I'm going to be sure to get.
Oh, the duck is delicious. You guys pass in the spring, April, and Paris.
That's not a bad thing either.
I don't just look into it, but I'm not going
to do it. Oh,
now. Wouldn't that be nice, sitting at one of those sidewalk cafes, watching people from all over the world strolling down the boulevard as I sit there sipping on my Coca-Cola? Stay here without a disturbance starting my mind. Without a worry in the world.
Say, do you know about Italy?
Oh, in Rome, Milan, Venice, Florence.
Can you tell me a good Italian restaurant to go to?
Sure, Milan, Venice, Florence, Village, Venice. According to Henry McNamara, I've been reading Henry a lot lately. He's over there, he's overseas, and he's been writing some great columns and wonderful stories recently in a column about the Isle of Capri.
Well, I guess we've arrived at another pretty good song. Would you care to start it?
I think we've come to get adequately. As on the Isle of Capri that I found her, beneath the shade of an old walnut tree. I watched her as she was smiling, blooming around her, while we met on the Isle of Capri.
Really, you sound that beautiful. They put you on steady. Just tell me you didn't have one mind.
Yeah. How about telling the gentle people why you're such an enthusiastic Chesterfield fan?
Oh, it's not very complicated, Ben. I like him. I smoke him because of all cigarettes. Chesterfield is my choice.
You go for that mindless, huh?
I sure do.
Smart girl. That's her. Smart girl. Folks, buy a pack of milder Chesterfields, and I'll wager you'll agree with Miss Brown. You always buy Chesterfields because they have, for you, whatever you smoke and want. Mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. 1,500 prominent tobacco growers have proven Chesterfield mildness. And the country's first and only cigarette taste panel proved that Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. So get rid of them right quick, huh? Chesterfield. A lovely new song, product of the collaboration, songwriting collaboration between John Scott Scott and Commodore. A new town is Paris. And any child of you with me is home. Ever loves the one love that you swear you'll never leave. And the gypsy spell of
Time is
close our closes for the night. Thank you, folks. I represent the Sermon Substance tonight's Poirot. Judy, it's really been a lot of fun. I want to tell you this honest thing sincerely to do all these stories with you lately. I'm going to miss you, too, while you're away.
Well, thank you, Ben.
All right, Judy.
Thank you, Ben. Good night.
What's my fault?
Good night, folks. See you next week for Chesterfield. The best cigarette for you to smoke.
This show is presented by Chesterfield, with produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Maher and Murdoch McKenzie. Tune in next week and we'll bring in his guests, Hopalong Cassidy, Dinah Shore, and Jack Keppel.